Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring back to the show one of our favorite folks. They're one of our original founding members of our Brain Trust, the great, wonderful, beautiful Eva Rosenberg. Eva is a good friend of ours. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she is our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. And we were talking about celebrity a few minutes ago, weren't we?
We were?
We were, about how you know when you're really a celebrity. You look at the way your children treat you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. No, she was saying something about somebody being a celebrity, and I said, you know, if you ever think you're a celebrity, just go hang out with your kids, and they'll be straightened out. But then the opposite of that, Eva, is I heard a guy say, He aspires to be the man his dog thinks he is.
Ah, there you are. Isn't that amazing? Hey,
that's right. So speaking of flying under false colors, Eva, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. There are things going on out there that shouldn't be happening, like people using illegal, ill-gotten Social Security numbers, right?
Yeah, you know, people are working under somebody else's Social Security number. And the thing that prompted my ire, that's going to be a MarketWatch article.
Why would they do that?
Because normally you would think it's because they're here illegally and they can't get their own Social Security numbers.
Right.
And one woman told me, and this is what kind of shocked me, is the police department told her that people can get Social Security numbers for $100, and
well,
so
they use their own. If they're legal, if they're not illegal, why would they use somebody else's Social Security number? Because they're not going to get the credit for the taxes they pay.
Well, you know, she told me this other story because I've been talking to a lot of people whose identity has been stolen, whose Social Security number has been used. This woman told me that there are people working in where her husband works who are using false Social Security numbers, getting paid with benefits, and then under their own Social Security number, they go get some part-time temporary job, report that to Social Services so that they can get food stamps, welfare, and other benefits. And they never report the other income. Wow. And they get money from, and they get food from the food bank.
Talk about reverse double dipping, right?
Oh, God, really? And she says her father works at one of these food banks that these people get free food at, and he sometimes helps them take out their food to the car. And he says they're driving Lexuses and Cadillacs and things.
Wow.
And he can't say a thing. So,
you know what's amazing is these people, if they would work that hard, to be honest, they wouldn't have to do all this.
Oh no!
This seems like a lot to keep up with, Eva.
Well, then they'd have to pay tax on the money that they're actually earning.
Yeah, I guess so.
But what does this mean
to a small business? Why does a small business need to know about this?
Well, we have a few other issues here because these people. First of all, if you're a small business, the thing you need to do is you need to look at the Social Security number, photocopy the card, photocopy the driver's license, and then you need to check the Social Security number to see if it's valid or if it's been flagged. And
how do you
can go
that?
To the Social Security website.
Oh.
And, you know, if you hire a lot of people, you can actually set up an account to log in and do that kind of thing relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
One woman told me she went to the bank to open up an account for her child, for a 10-year-old child, And the bank manager who was running the new account information came out and told her, hey, flagged. And the police told her her 10-year-old child had 23 people using that number.
Wow.
Wow. And I want to talk about what happens to the people whose number is being used. That's one of the things I want to focus on today.
Right. So the bottom line, before we go to the break, though, bottom line is, folks, if you've got an employee that you're bringing on board, take a moment to check there. Go to the Social Security website. What is that website, by the way, Eva?
SSA.gov.
SSA.gov, SocialSecurityAdministration.gov, and check out that number to see if it's valid. It won't take long. You can do it real quickly. We come back. We got more to come with this. These exposés that Eva Rosenberg is helping us with. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.